what was your initial reaction to being drafted by the Raiders?
I was for the most part, the lowest of words. I don't know. It's crazy. It's like all the work I put in the past 20 years has finally paid off.
Did you have much contact with them before today? And if so, did you get an idea that they were that strongly interested in you?
No, I had no idea really that the Raiders were that interested. I know they came down last week and talked with me, but I don't know. They weren't like the other teams that I thought were interested in me. And he actually brought me in for visits. And I don't know. It was just a different vibe. But when they came out last week, I felt pretty strong that they wanted me. I just didn't know how bad they wanted me.
Who came out last week?
Linebacker coach and the DB coach that worked out, Kareem, and when I worked out, just talked with us. And I know he just sat down and talked, really.
Have you talked to Al Davis at all, either before or after the
selection? No, I haven't talked to Mr. Davis. I'm looking forward to talking to him, actually.
What message did Coach Cable give you?
He didn't really give me a message. He just asked me if I'm really ready to play football, ready to play linebacker with Oakland Raiders. And I said yes, and he asked me if I could lead his defense. I said, of course I can. That's all. He just had a couple questions. And he just asked me if I'm ready to be a Raider. I told him yeah, and he told me that they were going to draft me.
What can you and what will you bring to this defense?
Just my intensity, not just as a football player, but as a leader, a teammate, and friend to these guys. I'm accustomed to winning. I know these guys are, and just ready to get back to winning the way we're used to winning. I know the Raiders have had a great season the past few years, but I mean, hey, everything's made a turnaround. Everything happens for a reason, and I think Coach Cable, as well as myself and a lot of these other guys, is going to turn this program around, and we're going to get back to winning, get back to the playoffs, get back to having fun, playing good football.
A lot of rookies come in and they kind of, you know, take their time getting to learn everybody, and you know, they kind of let the veterans take over. But Coach Cable had talked about you being a guy who really takes control of the defense, who gathers his teammates together for film study and things like that. Will that be a problem for you in the NFL, coming in and asserting yourself in your rookie year?
No. It's just my personality. My personality as far as meeting guys. I'm not the most outgoing guy. I'm shy and I stay to myself, but when it comes to football, my job, something that I love doing, I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. And no matter if it's going out and yelling at a guy or two in practice just to get everybody ordered up, or if it's getting everybody together because we're not on the same page in defense to watch film. I do what I have to do in order for the defense as well as the team to have success. So it's something I don't mind doing, something I'm looking forward to do, but I don't think I'll have too much trouble. I know the rest of my teammates are ready to get back to winning. We're going to start one, and I think everybody's just eager for me to play football and get ready for the season.
Rolando, this team has struggled against the run for a long time. Did you know that? Do you follow the NFL enough to know that? And do you think, as one person, you can have an impact on that?
Man, I don't know. I haven't really followed the Raiders too much, so I don't know how much success they've had against the run. But I'm sure Coach Cable has great things on his mind. Me personally, I'm going to do my job, and I pride myself because Coach Saban, he's washed off on me a little bit. He prides himself on stopping run, and I pride myself on stopping run. So I think some of those veteran D linemen and linebackers and everybody, including me, I think we're all going to do what we have to do to stop the run and make this defense a little bit better.
Rolando, can you clarify the Crohn's disease thing? Because there was a lot of talk about it, and then there were reports that you didn't have it. Can you just clarify?
Well, basically, when I was in ninth grade, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. After being to the hospital for the past 3 weeks and getting several tests done, my doctor's at the University of Alabama. They don't even think I have Crohn's disease. I know I haven't been affected. It's never affected my play in practice or in the game. So I'm not sure. I don't think it's really a test that you can take to see if you have Crohn's disease. I just feel that God has blessed me to this point. He's been looking over me. All I can do is pray that he continues to do the same thing.
Rolando, how long have you been a linebacker? I mean, when did you first play the position and decide that was the position for you?
I started playing linebacker my ninth grade year in high school. And since then, I've been playing. I started out as an outside linebacker. And then up until my senior year, everybody was running the ball away from me. I had to run, make a lot of plays running people down. So they put me in the middle where I go both ways. And since then, since my senior high school, I've been playing middle linebacker. I've been accustomed to the job, and I think I've been doing pretty good at it.
What do you like about playing linebacker?
Linebacker, you get to hit somebody every play. That's the best part. That sums it up. You get to hit somebody every play. And middle linebacker, it's like you're the quarterback of the defense. So you're in control. And I like to be in control as far as lining everybody up and getting everybody going. I like that. And I embrace that role. So, you know, I like getting that middle linebacker.
Do you see yourself as a three-down linebacker in the NFL? Is it possible people have underestimated your pass
back? I'll just say this. I've never came off the field in my collegiate career at the University of Alabama, no matter what it was. Third, 15, 16, I've never come off the field. I've guarded the best of running backs, the best of slot receivers, the best of receivers. I've guarded man-to-man. We don't play much zone at the University of Alabama, so I've done a lot of good coverage in my time, and I've played against a lot of good guys from the SEC that now NFL players. I know I could do it. I'm sure Coach feels the same way.
We've heard stories about you and your ability to watch film and analyze things. Do you watch film early in the morning or late at night? What's your time to watch film, and what do you look for?
When you talk about film, I give credit 95% of the credit to Coach Saban. He showed me what to watch and how to watch film. But my thing is I get away to the day before practice, and I watch film, and I just look for particular things. And I have a sort of an order to how I watch film and what I look for. But I'm not going to tell you exactly where it is, but I have an order and how I watch it.
How do you think Coach Saban has prepared you for life in the NFL?
I give all the credit to Coach Saban for me being where I am. Not obviously God and my family, but Coach Saban has made me into the player that I am now. Not just being able to watch film, but he taught me how to tackle, taught me how to read things, taught me how to take on linemen. You have to give credit to him. He did all those things. Not only did he teach me how to be a football player, but he was a great role model for me and a father figure. So he's made me the person I am today.
Have you talked to him since you were drafted?
Yeah, he sent me a text message saying congratulations. I'm at home in Decatur. I think I'll go back to Tuscaloosa tomorrow, and I'll go see him there.